And so actually today I'd like to start this talk with sharing with you the global vision from Centers for Spiritual Living. The global vision is a document that actually guides us, Centers for Spiritual Living as a community, that it guides us and is the goal that we have for humanity and the world. And so it goes like this. The global vision, we see a world that works for everyone, where all life is honored as expressions of the divine, where people live according to spiritual truth, where humanity awakens to its spiritual magnificence, where humanity rediscovers personal creative power, where we live as one global family, where kinship with all life prospers, where unity and connection is emphasized, where forgiveness is the norm, where spiritual guidance is valued, where we are called to conscious social action, where people have enough food and homes and a sense of belonging, where there is peace and harmony and justice for all, where resources are valued and cared for and shared, where communities are meaningfully involved in service to the world, where there is a renewed emphasis on beauty and nature, creativity, art, and aesthetics. So that is our goal for humanity and our goal for this world as a spiritual organization of Centers for Spiritual Living. And individually and collectively, we hold that vision in prayer and we work towards that vision in our thinking and in our behaviors and in our actions and in our own lives. That vision, to me, feels incredibly sacred, and it feels incredibly important. Does it feel that way to you? Does it feel sacred and important? You know, I think the reason that it feels sacred and important to us is because that vision has come out of a deep spiritual listening. It has come out of those people that have put this together at Centers for Spiritual Living, of listening to their own spirit and listening to that divine presence that resides within every single one of us. That is calls to us, that vision. It calls to our hearts and it calls to our spirits because it's born out of that place. That divine, it's the divine calling to our hearts and our souls. And the more awakened we become to our own spirits, to our own souls, to our own divine nature and the presence of the divine that lives within each one of us, the stronger and the louder and the clearer that call becomes. That's calling for us to live that vision and to be that vision in this world. And so what happens then as we become acquainted with and we recognize that call that is inside of us for people to be living as one global family, to be living in a world where all of life prospers, where kinship with life is our goal, as we recognize that call within us, what happens then is when things are going on, whether in our own individual lives or in the world that are contrary to that, it causes us distress. It causes us anxiety. It causes us to feel unsettled. And so when things are happening, like what is happening at our border right now, and what is happening with children in detention centers who have been separated from our families, is it hurts us. It hurts inside here. It is extremely distressing to me. It is extremely unsettling to me. It is anxiety causing to me to know that we as a country are participating in that. That is huge in my consciousness. You know, there's a crisis going on across this world about people, immigrants, and not having places to live. So it's a global crisis that's going on, as well as what's going on with children in those detention centers, being living in unfit conditions and being separated from their parents. Last Sunday, one of our members came up and talked to me about this and was telling me how upset she is by what is going on, and how, to her, this looks like Nazi Germany. It looks like we have lost our humanity. It looks like these people are being treated as less than human because they are of a different nationality. And you know what? We should be disturbed. We should be disturbed. Whew. And so, as a kid, did you read Highlights magazine? Yeah. You know, the one that had the pictures and you had to find the hidden picture in there? That magazine is still in publication today, which is pretty amazing. And so the CEO of Highlights magazine put out a letter this week that came to the Centers for Spiritual Living Socially Motivated Spiritual Engagement Committee. And they put this out for the ministers. And it goes like this. Kent Johnson, CEO of Highlights Magazine, wrote, "As a company that helps children become their best selves, curious, creative, caring, and confident, we want kids to understand the importance of having moral courage. Moral courage means standing up for what we believe is right, honest, and ethical, even when it's hard." He goes on to explain the primary motive of Highlights magazine, which is children are the world's most important people, and that by that they emphasize all children. With this core belief in our minds and hearts, he says, we denounce the practice of separating immigrant children from their families and urge our government to cease this activity, which is unconscionable and causes irreparable damage in young people's lives, Kent says. Kent affirmed the press that this isn't a political one, but a question of, quote, human decency, plain and simple. He calls it a plea for recognition that these are not simply children of strangers for whom others are accountable. This is an appeal to elevate the inalienable rights of all children to feel safe and to have the opportunity to become their best selves. He went on to boldly exclaim, we invite you, regardless of your political leanings, to join us in speaking out against family separation and to call for more humane treatment of immigrant children currently being held in detention facilities. Kent concluded his call to action by urging Highlights readers and all American citizens in general to write, call, or email your government representatives. Let our children draw strength and inspiration from our collective display of moral courage. They are watching. And so I would like to light a candle this morning for all immigrant children who are being held in detention centers. We are disturbed when people are being treated humanely because it goes against our spirits. It goes against our own spiritual nature. Our own spiritual nature, which is God personified in us. And so, as spiritual beings, we have a need for people to be treated humanely. Not just our friends and our families and the people that we like, but for all people to be treated humanely. It's a spiritual need, a spiritual call that we have within us. And because we are all connected with and part of this one human family, we need everyone to be treated with dignity and with compassion. For everyone to be treated as if they have value and are valuable. The reason we have that need is because it's a need to live in alignment with our spirit. In fact, Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, says, "The only guarantee of our divinity is in its expression through our humanity." That's how we live in connection with our own souls and our own spirits and that divine presence. And I know oftentimes when things like this are going on, we feel helpless. We feel helpless to do anything because, first of all, we don't know what it is that there is to do. We don't know how to fix it or how to change it or what we even can do. And then sometimes because we don't know what to do, because it feels so overwhelming, what we end up doing is turning off the TV and turning off the radio so we don't have to be confronted by it. So we don't have to feel that discomfort and those feelings of helplessness. Or maybe you just think that it doesn't affect you because after all, it's happening to those people. It's not happening to you, but it is happening to you. It's happening to you because we are all connected with each other. It is happening to you because we are all part of this collective field of humanity. We are all expressions of that infinite one connected with each other. You are affected by this because we are interconnected as part of that one infinite love intelligence of this universe. We are all part of that. Carolyn Reynolds, in her book Spiritual Fitness, says there is no such thing as, quote, private good. We are all connected in an intricate life of the life force. Therefore, what harms one ultimately harms all, and what is good for one is ultimately good for all. I also read a oneness statement online this week that was created by Humanity's Team Global Council in May of 2010 in Delphi, Greece. It says, "Oneness is the energy of love that lies within and connects all life, enabling us to recognize ourselves in everything. The universe is one being, and we are its cells, all essential and responsible for the well-being of the whole." That's why it calls to us. So the title of my talk today is A Call to Prayer and Moral Courage. Because I believe that this crisis that is happening right now is a call to our spirits, and it is a call to prayer, and it is a call to be the light. It is a call for moral courage and a call for every single one of us in this world to wake up. To wake up to our spirits, to wake up to our own spirituality, to let our spirits and the presence of God within us to guide what it is that we're doing in this world. It's a call to prayer, and it's a call for humanity to unfold something greater. This, what's going on, is like birthing pains. It's painful, but something's shifting and something's happening. And what I know is that the nature of God is always toward good. That the nature of God and all that God is always unfolding itself toward the good. And this is part of that. This being disturbed by what's going on is part of that awakening so that we can unfold greater good and move toward the good in a greater way in this world. Life is on the side of thriving. I know that. And so we hear that call within us if we listen. We are called to be the hands and the feet and the heart and the mind of that divine presence. We are here to be that in our words and in our actions and in our lives. We are called to be the hands and the feet and the heart and the mind of that one and only infinite and divine presence that exists in this universe, that from which we have all come. We are here to be that one in consciousness and in action, regardless of what you call it. If you call it the divine, or if you call it Buddha, or Christ, or Brahman, or Jehovah, or Yahweh, or love, or light, or infinite love intelligence, whatever you call it, we are here to bring that into this world in a greater way that serves the whole. It's knocking at your heart. This, what's going on, is part of our collective evolution as humanity. Ernest Holmes says in the book A New Design for Living, it is not something that we are evolving into, but rather it is something we are evolving from. Our position is one in which we are becoming more and more aware of something which existed before we were even conscious of it. We are unfolding that. We're not moving towards it. It's coming from within us, out, unfolding that. And so we are being called to be conduits for the divine. And one of those tools that we use to bring that presence and that light into this world in a greater way is through affirmative prayer. That's why I say this is a call to prayer. That's one of the ways we shift what's going on in the world, and one of the ways that we bring that presence into this world in a greater and a fuller way. Through affirmative prayer or spiritual mind treatment, where when we do that, we recognize and know that God is fully present in its wholeness and in its allness right here in this situation right now. That it is active, that it is present, that it is unfolding, that it is the activity that is happening in this. We see that and we know that and we feel that. And as we see that and know that and feel that, we create an opening for it to come into this world. And because we are part of this collective energy, this thing Ernest Holmes calls mind, where we create an opening, there's an opening created everywhere. And then whoever is open to and receptive to that, that unfolds there as well. So we recognize that that presence is active. That presence is active in this situation and in every single politician and in every single decision maker, in every single ICE agent, in every single person that is working at those detention centers, every single person that is affected by what is happening at those detention centers, and everyone that affects what is going on. We recognize God in the midst of that. Ernest Holmes says a treatment, affirmative prayer, is an active thing. When one gives a treatment, they are not sitting around hoping that something may happen. They are definitely, constructively, actively stating, sensing, and knowing some specific good. We are knowing that it is happening now. Treatment is an avenue for that good to unfold. And so what I'm going to do right now is invite our practitioners to circle this room and Reverend Larry. They're going to stand on the sides, and I'm going to invite you to join us in a chamber of prayer where we are praying for the absolute perfect and divine resolution to what is going on at the detention centers right now in this country. And so I invite you to join me. And so I recognize that there is only one. One power and one presence and one life and one beingness, and it is that thing I call God. It is life, it is love, it is the one. And I invite you practitioners to join me in speaking this truth. And so recognizing that there is only this one, I know that it is in and through and around every single thing that happens. That divine love intelligence of this universe is ever present in every person, in every situation, in everything that is happening in this universe. For we are all incarnations of this one. We cannot be separate from it or apart from it, for it is the very essence of our spirits. It is the essence of our souls. It is the essence of who we are, and it is this life that each and every single one of us is living. And so I know right now that that divine intelligence is having its way, that that divine love is having its way, and that it is moving hearts and that it is moving minds, that that intelligence right now is revealing itself in every single policymaker and decision maker and person that works at the detention centers, every person that is affected in any way by those detention centers, that right now something is moving. Something is revealing itself in a way that is profound and deep, in a way that is important and impactful, that there is a divine resolution happening right now. That I do not need to know how it is happening, just I know that it is happening. That there is an opening, there's a receptivity, and that each one of these people is being led by that divine love intelligence of the universe. And it is for this that I am grateful. It is for this that I am so thankful. And so I release my prayer into that infinite law and creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself right now. And so I just rest in this, and I allow this to be. And I say, and so it is. And I invite you with me, if you stand in agreement, to say, and so it is. And so it is. And so your call to action is to spend time every single day in solution, to put your consciousness in solution, to spend time in prayer, to do spiritual mind treatment, knowing that that love intelligence of the universe, that is God, is unfolding itself in the midst of this, in the middle of every single one of the people that work at those detention centers and every person that is making any kind of a decision around that. To know that God is out picturing itself through that situation, through them, and through every single person that is involved, and every single person in this country, and every single person in this world. You don't have to know how it's going to happen. You just have to know that it is happening now. That's the spiritual work to do. And so I invite you to light a candle every single day for those children, to say a prayer every single day for those children and those families, to know the truth and to affirm the truth, and to write or email or call your representatives or your president or organizations. I invite you to support organizations that are working on changing this. And I printed out a list. There are two on the back table and three on the table that has sign-up sheets of organizations that are making a difference that you can support and things that you can do to help move this forward. I invite you to be morally courageous. I invite you to let spirit be your guide, to let your own spirit be your guide, to take a stand for spirit, to take a stand for love, to take a stand for oneness. And as a result, we will be moving toward that love and that oneness, living in alignment with spirit. We will be making that real, and we will be creating a world that works for everyone. And so in closing, on your white sheet, I have written an affirmative prayer that's on the back side where it says notes. And I invite you to read that with me. I stand in deep understanding that there is one power, one intelligence, and one infinite presence in and through all creation. It guides, guards, and directs the thoughts and actions of all who are involved in the care of the children at our border. Right now, there is a humane resolution taking place of how to respond and take care of these children. Love wells up in all involved, including our political leaders and all workers at detention centers. There is a new wisdom, intelligence, and love informing us in how we move forward. Nothing can stand in the way of the infinite intelligence and love of the universe. I stand in this truth, and I stand for this truth. And so it is. And so it is.